shadowy margins of myth and forbidden lore, one practice stands as the most chilling of arcane arts. From whispered rituals beneath moonlit skies to ink-stained grimoires locked away in dusty vaults, the act of communing with the dead has both terrified and fascinated humanity for centuries. Ancient texts speak of sorcerers who dared to pierce the veil, summoning spirits for knowledge, power, or vengeance. From the bone-strewn battlefields of Mesopotamia to the cryptic rites of medieval Europe, this piece of esoterica has walked hand in hand with kings and outcasts alike. Some called it prophecy, others called it blasphemy. And in the modern age, echoes of this dark discipline still linger in occult circles, in pop culture, and in whispered tales of those who claim to hear voices long silenced by time. This case file, join the theorists as they light their candles, circle their salt, and gaze into the grinning face of forbidden knowledge of necromancy.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 363. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Tonight we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, the dark arts.
All right, Snape.
You know, it's been a while since anyone mentioned
he gets dark arts.
My roots.
Yeah, but he's a potions guy. That's his fucking jam. He always wants to be the defense against dark arts, but he doesn't get it till the end.
I'm not sure he gets it. I'm not wrong.
I'm gonna indoctrinate you all into my cult right now.
All right.
So tonight we're gonna be talking a little freewheeling discussion of necromancy and resurrection.
Whoa, what are you talking about? What are we talking about?
Necromancy.
We're talking about banging dead bodies? Like, who the fuck's going to listen to this?
It will lead there, yes.
Yeah.
So this is an ancient vampiric spell. And when we're out of blood and there's no more bodies to bring, we say the spell to bring one from the abyss.
If this turns into a hook story, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Busted!
If this somehow circles back to a fucking someone with a hook, I'm going to be fucking choked.
It's called the Black Tongue's Whisper, the Rite of the Silent Grave.
Wow.
Mortem voco, ombre surgait, sanguis mis, vectus aperum, terra fracto, osium iter, anaterum nocter, ananaris redait.
Okay. That's some fucking that's some death breath fucking propaganda there.
Yeah, what is that?
That's some vampire bullshit.
What has happened to me?
You'll find out within the next 2 weeks.
Why am I so red?
Within the next 2 weeks, you're all going to start to slowly change.
As long as we can be daywalkers.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Fuck.
Dude, before we get into the 100% on the topic, there's something I had to bring up that I saw today. It was fucking wild. And it's going to, I guess it kind of loosely ties into necromancy because this guy's going to have to be resurrected from the dead. Think about the worst birthday you've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? Worst birthday. Imagine this. You fucking send your dick pic unsolicited to another famous person and they just post it all over the internet.
Oh, fucking McGregor.
I woke up this morning to Conor McGregor's fucking rock hard dong with a weight hanging off it. Him full on just flexed in front of a mirror.
Just fucking on the nose beers like you've never believed before.
Holy
like that guy's
fuck.
Super coked.
Wait, who
out.
Did he send that to? How to get
so his dude, I didn't even know this was a thing. I whenever
hold on,
I heard
you're talking
the term,
about the future president of Ireland there.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I when people said like unsolicited dick pics, in my head, what I thought happened to these ladies was they struck up a conversation and then gentleman's like, hey, look at this.
And they're
like, hey, I didn't want that. I didn't realize unsolidispic is just someone just being like, hey, like have a random look. Person. I
what
don't
do you
know.
Think?
Look, what do you think? He says he sent Azalea Banks. I guess she's a rapper. I don't
Who's
know who
Azalea
she is.
Azalea Banks?
I have no idea. No That's idea. Who he sent it to. And then in the, he sent a picture and on the bottom it says, don't rat because rats get ratted out. It's like, what? Why would you send that? Dude, he had a weight hanging off it. Like a strap.
How many pounds? How big of a weight?
It's a little weight. Like, obviously, he bought it specifically for fucking
well,
doing
hey, listen,
dick
like,
lifts.
When you say little weight, comparatively, I'd say anything over a fucking, like, 1 pound is...
Impressive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, that's
like dude,
you're not
had
getting
a
fucking 0.5 on this thing.
And dude, I just,
little Conor McGregor steroid dick.
Yeah,
always, dude, that's coke dick, dude.
Like, it's got delts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, and whatever he had on it, it was like a specifically designed contraption for fucking dick lifts. Like, it wasn't like he just rigged something up. This is like something.
Like a
fucking,
like a preacher curl for your dick?
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck? I sent me down a rabbit hole. I had to look it up. I was like, is this thing for real? You just buy them? You buy them. You buy special weight sets.
You think they got those
on
fucking Amazon days?
Long story short, Braden has bought one already.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Long story short, this is Conor McGregor's, this is all his harebrained idea to sell these tiny weights.
I was going
to
say, long story short, these are our new sponsors, man.
Yeah.
Buddy, this is, hey.
The show brought to you by Dick
Boys,
Weight.
This
My
is,
name's Dick Work, and this show is sponsored by Dick Weights.
Listen, we are the right, like, this is the teenest fucking podcast. Like, we are four examples, perfect. We would be the guys to sell this thing. You ever suffer from teenus? We do. Buy one of these. Right, we've.
The tiny
you ever
penis?
Pig snouted before?
Oh yeah.
Of all the stories you tell, sometimes randomly at the start of the podcast, that was not what I was expecting you to.
Well,
tell.
this guy's also married with three kids, so he's
yeah,
about
but
to be murdered
no,
on his
like
birthday.
He's been busted doing lots of greasy fucking shit in the past.
Yeah.
Didn't he just but, somebody just like didn't he go to court for rape too or something?
Yeah, he was found guilty.
Yeah.
So I guess this is pretty on the point for him.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I opened up my phone this morning. I was like, holy fuck, man. I was like,
crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's not what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I could have gone without
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
It's the fucking course. Angriest looking dick I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing was mean.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Who's got a fan on? Someone's got a fan on.
Like your feed is just like putting not just me. Dicks on your thing, on your Twitter or whatever it is.
It's not
interesting.
Me. It's on me, not my fan. It might have been my phone too close.
It's mongoose.
Yeah, it there's mongoose. Something, but I don't know what it would be. It's not a fan. There's no fans on here.
It just started, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The hell?
I think it's coming from like outside.
Is that part of my spell I cast? Did I cast the wrong one?
Do you want me to go like sniff it out?
Wait, stop.
No, it's still there. I can hear it.
It's, no, it's not.
It's not as bad.
We're not hearing it now.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
I have no idea what it is. That's
so necromancy.
It was
bringing
the necromancy.
People back to life. Where are we kicking this off? Where are we starting?
It was well, in terms of necromancy is like a broad term. We're talking about discussing about it. It's basically just any type of like practice, like supernatural practice that is either communicating or summoning spirits of the dead, not necessarily just bringing people back from the dead. So like dude, zombies and stuff, which is not technically necromancy.
Just touching on that though, is it, we're not even that far away from this not even being like spells, like us being technologically being like, we'll just download the brain into a machine. Well, that is technically necromancy.
We've practiced at necromancy. Using Ouija board is necromancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some
be
of the
type of necromancy. Yeah.
Right? Like that's, mm-hmm. I mean,
I've been casting necromancy spells in Diablo for 20 years. Bone spear, bone prison.
Yeah.
Bone yeah. spirit.
McGregor's going to bone prison, man.
Buddy cast bone spear.
Yeah.
Like when I think of necromancy, I think of Evil Dead.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Maybe the best example.
Okay.
But go.
Well, Necronomicon actually comes from H.P. Lovecraft. It's actually from his
makes
stories.
Sense.
And then
yeah,
it comes
makes
in,
sense.
Yeah, which is nuts. It's like within there, but I mean, you can say necromancy is something
of all time.
I find it very interesting and thinking
who's
about
that?
It.
Byron
who's
Orpheus.
The greatest?
Yeah.
Byron. Who's what is how is he the greatest?
Byron Orpheus?
Yeah, I have no idea who he is.
You need to watch
Venture Bros. Who did he bring
back? You need to watch Venture Bros.
Oh, okay. It's a okay. That makes sense.
Venture Brothers.
That checks.
I mean, necromancy goes back at least as far as recorded human history, almost, because you could say that we've always had this kind of either obsession, or there's something that is part of human culture that always makes us want to reach out and communicate with the dead.
What comes after?
Yeah, because I think the oldest written records we have is from Babylon and shit, right? Mesopotamia and Babylon. We know that they practiced in necromancy for sure.
For sure. And I mean, one of the best examples is ancient Egypt, and everybody, this is, and because I mean, it's kind of funny because we were going to talk about this anyways, or we were already starting to put up some research into this, and one of our friend of the show, Lizard Caveman, just bought the Egyptian Book of the Dead. You bought a copy of it,
which
you can buy from Amazon or whatever, of course. Necromancy is not against the law.
No, it's not. It's not, because, dude, I
want to Hasbro promotes it. So
well, not only that though, because I remember during the Diddy trial, Diddy's lawyer ended up he ended up having to switch lawyers because his first lawyer was accused of a bunch of shit with necromancy. And then I was reading through it, and they're like, well, it's not illegal anyway, so it doesn't matter. Necrophilia or whatever is illegal. So, but yeah,
that is illegal.
You can flirt with the dead.
Just can't bang.
You can flirt.
Can't bang the dead.
You can't flirt, and that's it.
If you find a way to bring them back from the dead, then they're not dead.
Is there a specific base where it becomes illegal? How far can you go with the
dead?
There's a wide
gray line when it comes to necromancy.
First base, second base. When are you crossing the line into legal trouble?
Stop touching the dead bodies. They're in the ground. Just leave them there.
Yeah. There is no implied consent. They're dead.
I mean, there's a whole idea that, whether it's, ancient Egypt is, you could say its entire culture is one giant necromantic cult, is that idea that the pharaohs have to go, you have to resurrect in the afterlife, and communicating with them is just something that you do with them and the gods.
They have the whole god Osiris is the god of the afterlife and resurrection, pretty much.
Their whole entire culture and religion is based around this thing, or the process of mummification is just a preparation of the body for eventual resurrection. Is that what it was? These entire elaborate rituals based around the idea that they're going to come back, or they have to be ready to come back.
That's why they're getting buried with their servants, their fucking cats, all their worldly belongings, possessions, right? They brought the fucking wealthy brought all that shit with them.
And it kind of brings around the question, if this goes back far, is this something that we've always just known? Is this something that people,
what's the pull? Why? Yeah.
Why do we always do this? And, to the, ancient astronaut theory, it's is this something that was put upon us? We brought, the Shining Ones was it Nick Redfern? No. Who's our friend of the show? I forgot it.
There's a lot of friends.
We have all our friends of the shows. It's
not Giorgio Tsoukalos.
It's not Giorgio Tsoukalos. He's not.
He's a thief. We know that much.
thief of the show.
God damn it.
Is this something that we've always kind of known, or it's something that's always been part of our, our evolution as intelligent creatures? Is this something that we always kind of known, or we're always struggling to do? Is it something that they knew about? Did it actually work at some point?
Well, I mean, if we're getting into ancient astronaut theory, and there was a contact race that came down, and we're talking to them about death and whatever consciousness, and they're like, oh yeah, we just know, we technically don't die. We just download our consciousness. We're upload it into the cloud. And they're like, everyone's like, that's what we need to do. Right. And it's again, we're not realistically that far off from potentially doing something like that, mapping the brain and making a digital copy. And that was kind of like, I was kind of going down like a weird rabbit hole today when I was sitting on the deck where I was like, you know, if they offer that service, like in a couple of years, like say another decade, say another 10, 15 years, they're like, hey, you can download your consciousness and just continue to live in the digital world.
In a simulation.
You know,
they made a show about that. It was called Upload.
Yeah. But I was like, I was thinking, you know, would you have people that are like life maxis? They're like, no, you cannot, you've got to die. But it's like, if your life and stuff is, you know, if the goal of life is to pursue pleasures and enjoy yourself, it's like, wouldn't that be the ultimate? You're just like, we can continue to do that forever.
Well, it's not so much, in my brain, I'm like, it's not so much for you. It would be for like loved ones and stuff that could still have an opportunity to interact with your AI or whatever.
With your avatar.
Right? Yeah. With what is left. Like,
but then does it become you, if it has all your memories and just in another thing, is it not it just you?
Well then it's not necromancy because you never died then.
I mean, that's the big debate, is if you upload you to a computer, is it still you?
It is a little bit necromancy. Because you're like, your physical body is dying.
Well, you haven't, it'd be necromancy. No, but you got to die completely first.
There's nothing.
You gotta fucking die first.
You gotta be completely dead.
So if they're like, we will wait to turn your server on until you die. So
it's got
to
be,
the act of it just actually kills you.
But it's also got to be classic. Like I'm talking Hamlet necromancy, where your whole, like you have the skull in your hand, and you press a button and that's how you interact with it. Like skull necromancy, yeah. Right? Like that's, I want it to be.
There's going
to
be all sorts of Bluetooth devices you're going to get, I'm sure.
Yeah, I want it to be my skull.
Yeah. There's your little servo skull in Warhammer. They have a little servo skull. So it just floats around with like a little like hollow projector in it and just floats around. And it's, yeah, that's Andrew.
Well, the biggest thing, like doing the research on this, the one thing I was like, I always tied necromancy and necromancers, like you, it kind of has this like malevolent dark magic kind of feel to it. And then when you get into like the actual history of it, which I was super surprised, it was basically like fucking Google before Google. Like they're summoning these dead spirits to like get fucking history, what happened to them. And even, I don't understand how this works, but like find out the future.
Yeah.
Like how do they know the future? They're dead. I'm like, what, why? But for the most part, like these weren't, like there wasn't really, you know, nefarious ties for all this shit. Like I know you get into the Witch of Andor, right? Or Endor, the Wookiee planet.
Yeah.
And then that's in the Bible.
Is the
Kashyyyk kind of
the
like
Wookiee planet?
Is yep, the yep. Wookiee no, planet in the Bible?
Kashyyyk, not Wookiees, the Ewoks is what I mean.
Oh yeah.
The fucking Ewok planet. But you know what I mean? Like, I think that's kind of where we get there, like the negative connotations from, you know, necromancy from the Bible itself, right? Because was it Saul? Who was it? Because he uses a necromancer and ends up getting fucking killed like the next day. I can't remember. Zell, you're a Bible guy. You're a guy. I got to look it up now.
I got that part out of my brain.
Yeah, and like Western culture and classical and occult antiquity in Western, like in Western mythos, it's like, it hasn't always been have the negative connotation that Andrew's talking about. I mean, like in Greek society, like it was just something that was done in ancient Greece. There were entire temples that were dedicated to contacting the dead or the gods of the dead. And like you said, like Odysseus in Homer's Odyssey, he contacts the dead, like to get the view of the future.
Well, he
like
goes to the underworld, doesn't he?
Right.
Like, yeah. That's like, right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Fuck.
So I think is it Tiresias he goes to talk to? He goes to talk to spirits of the dead to get a glimpse of the future and like what, you know, what's happening, what's going on. And there's,
hopefully he didn't look this far forward.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Fuck it. He's lost at sea for another 20 years. It's better. While I was looking at, this, I came across this pretty fucking awesome. We might have to do talking about this, but there's a site, like a specific temple that they believe was dedicated to this, you know, this contacting the dead. And it was called like the Necromantion is what it's called. And it sounds awesome. Necromantion of Ephira. And this temple, it doesn't get any more like black metal than this, where it's
this
like,
is awesome.
It's a site that sits on a hill near the intersection of the Acheron, which is the River of Woe, the Pyroflegathon, which
the three
is flaming
rivers
with
of
fire.
The underworld. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yes. Cocytus, the River of Wailing, which are the three of the five rivers associated with Hades. And so the ancient Greeks believed that like there it's like a specific location that there were, I guess there were like fissures in the ground, and there was like this is where you could communicate with the dead.
As dude, it's so metal. Like the was it the Acheron or whatever, River of Acheron. That's the one. That's the one where they think that that's actually where the souls crossed into the underworld.
I love
that's
that you fucking.
That, that is the river in Hercules where they're trying to grab them. Yeah. Remember all the fucking zombies and shit.
I love how we think it's metal, but like in reality, the River of Wailing is like it's just so hard here.
Not so like, oh, this
my gout's flaring up. You're like, oh, this sucks.
But yeah, is in there you could you know, hire an oracle or something and be able to, I mean, they found evidence of sacrifices and stuff like this, you know, documentation of these temples, like people going to these temples and talking to these,
endless oracles. Human bones. I heard so many human sacrifices.
Well, I don't know about human sacrifices.
Well, it remains to be seen. I haven't excavated everything.
Like, it kind of sucks to the point you're like, well, you gotta die so I can talk to this other dead person.
A life for a life.
but you're not bringing him back just so I could talk to him for 20 minutes. Like, I gotta talk to my dead wife for 20 minutes. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, but like, it was interesting too that like it sounds like a lot of the negative connotations and like the cult practices, like the circles and the, you know, the cloaks, that all came in from like Catholic priests that practiced it.
I think a lot of the stuff that the ideas that we think about it today as being like the dark art is probably stuff that came around during the during the Renaissance, maybe like medieval times, origins of like the Catholic Church, and or more like at least in here in the United States, probably a lot of like the puritanical kind of stuff. You know, all the people don't want you to have fun. You know, fun is bad. So that's, it's like, fair. They don't want any of that. But I mean, even more interesting, I think, is like in Eastern cultures, like in ancient China, like back then and still now, like ancestor worship and necromancy is a thing. I remember in Thailand, I would always walk by the they have the shops that sell the they sell little paper stuff that you would take to a funeral, and it would be like they'd have little things that would be like these little cardboard cars, iPhones, all these things. And I think we asked about it before, and we were told about how these things represent stuff that can be sent to the afterlife. So if you burn these things at a funeral or like as an offering, like during, you know, during one of those times of the celebrating the dead or anniversary of the dead, like you send your ancestors, your people who have died, these things.
If any of you guys send me a fucking iPhone to the afterlife, fuck.
Here's just an so iPhone I can get for doom scrolling to the end of time.
Just so I can get fucking spam calls from TELUS.
This is TELUS Mobility.
You want to upgrade your internet service, buddy, huh?
Yeah, I like that one. I got one from Service Canada today. Another warrant out for my arrest. I'm like, you guys again? Yeah. I was like, has this ever worked?
How else are you going to send people,
input your SIN from number beyond the now grave, to avoid the charges? Yeah.
It is so funny when you get those calls because you're like, the person can barely speak English. they're like, hello, you have warrant, Service Canada, hello. And you're like, okay. Like, does this, how many people have you got with this?
Yeah. I've got a few, unfortunately.
It's insane.
Or elderly people.
Old people, yeah. I've done what?
Yeah, what? You need my social search to come?
Okay. And my credit card?
But yeah, it's like in some cultures, like spiritual mediums and these things communicate with, that has never been seen as a bad thing. It's just something that happens. And you know, from here on out, like, you know, in just recent times with the advent of AI and our approaching the singularity. Yeah. Do we, it raises up a lot of questions. Like now, like, is necromancy like a thing? Like, is it now, it's digital necromancy, digital resurrection. Can we have the ability to do, I mean, there's companies like, what was the one I looked up? Project December, that basically there's companies that are based around the concept of making chatbots for anybody, including dead people that can just, you know, that you can talk to anyone dead.
You can you can upload, especially if anyone has long form discussion, you can upload their voice and all of their content.
Yeah.
And it will like build a bot that sounds just like you. All the stories you've told on the podcast, all the stuff you shared on social media, like it knows all of it.
It's going to be all the worst of people.
Yep.
Literally, like everything you put on social media,
your full search history.
Well, but you're such a douchebag. Uploaded. Like 90% of the stuff people put on social media is all bullshit. Right, yeah. You're showing they would off, never you're doing say dumb shit.
Yeah, never say it to a real person.
Half the time we're on these podcasts, we're inebriated. That's on there. That's good. That's like, fuck, man.
It's going to find Grinds, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
So now your avatar is probably scrubbed. Going to jail.
Probably. It's a good place for him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to give them access like to all of your archived of everything. And I think, I mean, For these companies to work, it is now that, you know, we're pretty much terminally online all the time and having access to those data points is being able to think. But if they did have these things, like, are they accurate? Because it's
not going to be accurate. My avatar from social media from like 2000 to fucking 2015 is just going to be song lyrics of like emo fucking everyone respond and like sad, like fucking 90s fucking pop punk. It's going to be horrible. It's not good. I hate this idea. Fucking we need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes when my Facebook like memory posts pop up, I delete them. Cause I was like, oh God, I can't believe I fucking said that.
So I delete,
I gotta go
Facebook
back and get
halfway.
Rid of it.
Yeah. I wiped my entire Facebook like 2012. Smart. And then didn't start anew till like 2016. It so it's like my early days is wiped.
What's what, like, it sucks. Cause I'm like, I'm already not a very confident person. Don't you know what I mean? And then you read that stuff and you're like, I have a whole new level of shame. I was like, I'm way worse back then. Like what
I'm
the
100%
fuck?
Sure. Like I'm surprised that Meta hasn't already announced something like that. I'm sure they have something on the, like they have something.
Oh, they're
probably
stealing
cooking.
They're building all your,
well, I'm sure they're cooking something to be like, eventually put it out. Zuckerberg before he dies is going to put out a thing and be like, hey, you can bring us back from the dead. Like we can take
all
your Facebook stuff.
All of us. His head's going to be in a fucking jar and he's going to have spider legs and shit.
It's pretty soon you're going to have like meta movies where it's like you're going to see yourself as an extra in a big blockbuster movie in the background.
No doubt.
Like your likeness. And it'd be like, well, you sold it to Meta the second you put your photo on there and they just digital scan it and there's a, you're like, hey, wait a minute, that's fucking me in the back there.
Yeah, but we're all fucking ugly and shit. Like we're lucky.
No, we're good extras.
If you're a avatar, you could change your looks.
What I'm saying is
you could upgrade.
We're ugly enough for extras, but not ugly enough that we're going to draw attention away from the stars.
No, but I think we are ugly enough to draw attention. We're like, why is
you
that guy?
So?
Yeah, why is that guy?
Yeah, like, well, look at that guy looking directly into the camera.
Why see that guy's legs? Why is that, he's got tipped fibs. He doesn't even have
calves.
Why
is his face so red?
They're like, we can't get this avatar to even stop staring directly at the lens between shots. He's just in the back.
And if it's something like, if not just like creating a chat, but like an entire AI consciousness around that. I mean, there's, for example, I think it was the Neuromancer is one of the books that comes to mind, where you have like an entire AI consciousness that knows it's an AI consciousness and being like, I am a replica of this one. I'm not myself. Like, I know that I am it. You know, it's that thing. Like, is it really you? Cause once you take your soul or whatever outside of the body, is it really you anymore? Or is it something, because you is defined by everything about you. It's about your physical interaction with with the world around you. So it's like, you know, the feel of the air on your skin, feel the air pressure, you know, your eyes, what you see, you know, the feel of the, you know, your shoes on your feet. And if you take yourself out of that, like, is it you anymore?
Well, but it's like somebody who's, let's say somebody who's terminally ill, they have ALS, they're in a, you know, bedridden, they can't move, they can't, you know, but they can communicate with, right, a fucking keyboard or something like that at this point. Or maybe they can't even, you know, do you say that's not them anymore?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The other question
getting,
I have is,
they're getting better at that too. Yeah.
Isn't all that pressure and stuff like, isn't all that information received by the brain and translated?
So yeah, it's constantly processed, you know, it's something that's like always in the background and being like always running. Like,
but if you get a like one for one map of the brain in there, like, wouldn't it include that, like the feeling of your body?
But it would be like, if you were inside a machine, there's no air.
But it's just electrical impulses.
Is it?
That's all, everything that you're feeling right now and everything is just fucking electrical impulses in your brain. So what I'm saying is, what's the fucking difference?
Well, it's like, right? What I'm saying is,
give this thing like those sensations. You can mass those sensations in like electrical impulses on a brain. So it's
can
like,
you though? Like, we don't really know that you can though.
Well, an electrical is different than computer code, because electrical is still an analog source. Like, that's all happening as like a, not digital, but we can convert it to digital into a computer.
Well, it's like, you wouldn't have to, because it's those people who are communicating, like, you know,
we're like, my electrical impulses are going fucking.
Well, I'll explain it in terms that you'll understand. So when recording music onto tape is electrical signal from the guitar.
Okay, hold on. Just let them go again. I got to focus.
We'll start
here.
Okay. I pluck a chord on a guitar. It goes through my magnetic pickups, converts it into a low electrical signal. That goes into a preamp, a processor of some type that will boost the signal to a point where it can be deciphered on tape, but it's recorded and it's not changed into digital. It's like, just goes from electrical, and that electrical signal is printed on the tape, and then you can read it back. So it's still analog.
So essentially what you're telling me is you're a necromancer.
I've explained that at the start.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what you're doing.
But then to convert your analog, like your brain,
you're just
like
channeling the fucking river of woes with this fucking weapon. That's all it is. You and your fucking bone arrow.
Yeah. And then to get your brain and your memories and stuff into digital, it's got to have just like music, you got to have a analog to digital converter. So they got to figure that out. And that's, they can't, if they're going to build an avatar, it's from what you've already have recorded in the digital realm. They can't like scan your brain, not yet at least, and then like make an avatar. They don't have that yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say. They'd have to, like, to Braden's point, it's like, not only would they have to simulate your brain, because like, even these people who, you know, they're having success, you know, and quickly advancing the technology of being able to just communicate direct brain communication, where you hook up, you know, your context to your, you know, to your cortex or whatever, and they can communicate via, you know, electrical impulses. But being, you would have to, it's because they're still talking about as them, like in their body, like I'm still trapped inside my body physically. They're still talking about that, but you would have to, if it was somebody who's completely dead, and it's like, well, we have to simulate also your body sitting in a room that is, you know, ideal temperature or something. Cause if you don't have your body, like, are you still you? Like, if you don't have the physical sensations of being, you know, your same height
of being,
you know,
trapped
the world from
in a meat yeah. suit, a
stupid yeah. meat suit. Yeah. Right?
If you don't have those things, is it still,
if you don't have if you don't have the flesh fucking prison for your consciousness,
that's all this is, just a prison.
Yeah.
Mine's definitely a fucking prison.
It's purgatory, boys.
It's a fucking, it's short, the bald, long, fucking,
we're living
the prison.
We're living life reverse. Actually, what we think is the afterlife is like a blissful time. Like, we're actually in hell right now, and it is blissful. Like this is where you go when you die. It's some other being. This is some other being's hell is what this is. You get sent to Earth and trapped
in a human body. It's too damn hot. It's too so cold.
isn't that what Scientology is basically? isn't that what they say? Scientology is like, we're all alien. Yeah, we're all alien souls trapped inside these bodies or whatever.
Yeah. This is alien hell.
Oh, so they're right. Okay, so now I found my religion.
Yeah. You could call it Tom Cruise.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Friend of the show, Tom Cruise.
I think I got him on speed dial here, actually.
Yeah. Didn't answer.
He's not answering, no.
Tell him we need a fucking Days of Thunder sequel.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need. Yeah. He's just too busy making Mission Impossibles. Forever.
Sure. No, he's
He made a Top Gun sequel.
He did. That's why I mean.
That was good.
We got Top Gun. Now we need Days of Thunder.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Same with their cable with F1. Give me a Days of Thunder too.
Who is in that with him? Who's
Days of Thunder?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was his?
Who's his rival when they're aren't they racing in wheelchairs? Like when?
Yeah, in the hospital.
Yeah.
It is. Is it Randy Quaid?
Is it?
No, it's not Randy Quaid.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly's
in it,
but he's not his rival.
Cary Elwes, Russ Wheeler.
I don't remember.
Robert Duvall, Harry Hogg.
No, yeah. Robert Duvall's his hitman or whatever you call him.
Michael Rooker, Rowdy Burns.
Sure.
I'm guessing it's Cary Elwes is Russ Wheeler. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Crazy name.
It's a fucking great movie.
But yeah, it's so you not only have to.
Oh, it's Buddy from Walking Dead. It's the fucking
Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker. Yeah, it's what's his name's brother? Yeah, Merle or whatever.
Okay, that's his rival in that.
Yeah,
he looks way older than Tom Cruise now. I think that's why it threw me off.
Tom Cruise
hasn't aged.
Aged like fine wine, dude.
Yeah, it's because
he's bathing in orphan's blood and doing all that crazy shit for sure.
Because his thetans are on point.
Thetans are on point. Adrenochrome sipping.
Yeah,
fucking all that type of shit.
Insane.
But
they don't have anything. They don't have anything for that center tooth though. Nothing. There's no fix. That's your curse with that.
Did you see what his tooth used to look like? Look at him in Outsiders.
Yeah.
Like he was snaggle fucking tooth. They did a good job.
They did a miracle job. Yeah. But the center tooth is insane.
It was bad though. Big time bad.
Yeah. He was rough.
So while we look up pictures of young Tom Cruise, do we want to take a break?
Quick break.
We'll be right back.
Let me tell you, brothers, about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, brother. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immunosupport, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, no pesticides, brother, no BS, and they ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ALIEN. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember, brothers and sisters, use that promo code ALIEN checkout and save 20% on your first order.
When Blade, they have to use necromancy.
Because vampirism would be a type of necromancy.
Like the spell I cast on you at the start is a vampiric spell.
Yeah.
You have to die first, actually. So that's the curse I actually put on you by accident.
I guess that's also a question is being like, is necromancy something that is purely that can be secular? So it could be something that will it eventually just become something that is like data driven? Cause it's like, we're getting to that point where it's like, you can do this and replicate a person, near perfectly. Or is it something that will always be like, you know, we have to talk about a soul, like how is it spiritual in its actual thing, like
is
it
gonna
be like a ritualistic?
It's a weird thing because I'm like, I was thinking about this, man. I was sitting in the backyard just having a beer, and just letting my mind wander during nap time. And I was thinking, I was like, because I was thinking about like if you could plug in consciousness into a there's the classic just I could feel a butthole pucker. I could feel I didn't even know what's happening. I felt it from here. I was like, oh, I fucking our buttholes yeah. must be connected.
And that's like, where I can hear the talking. I felt, and there's yeah, like I felt 2 minutes of me being like,
ooh. I felt a butthole pucker. I was like, oh, some, there's a disturbance.
Yeah,
<we're>,
you had to necromance me back from death there.
Yeah. But what I was thinking is I was like, you know, especially with like an advanced civilization, if you, you know, harness let's that power of like, you can copy your brain and your consciousness onto a digital world. It's like at that point, does it even make sense to traverse the stars? Because if you can do a one-to-one simulation, like, couldn't you just be like, if our universe where they say it is infinite and there's infinite things and different possibilities, couldn't you just simulate that? Like, what would be the point? You're like, we don't have to really travel because we know all the building blocks. So we could just infinitely rearrange them in our own little simulation. We don't have to go out and see because we have, like, we know all the buildings. Like, there can only be, there's infinite possibilities. So, but we can do that all in house. So there's no reason to kind of have so that.
Why fly to Mars? Just make Mars in a computer.
Yeah. Make Mars in a computer. Right. You know what I mean? But we're obviously early stages. I'm talking, this would be like a type fucking 5 civilization that can have the processing power.
I mean, that's just the simulation theory in general.
Yeah. But that's where I kept going with this one, with the necromancy, when we're like plugging in consciousness, and that talk is like, is that just what we're doing now? Like, are we just fucking consciousness from another side, like plugged in? You know what I mean?
You froze
like,
for a second.
Yeah, I did. My brain fucking
his brain's overheating.
That's it's funny. Hot here.
Cannot compute.
But to move a little away from just being so, because humans are not purely, you know, we're not pure consciousness. Like we are, I would say that we're
physical beings.
Yeah, we're physical beings. I think we would have an easier time adapting if it was like you put your consciousness into an artificial body, which is like something that's like, you know, on the other side to be like, you're not just like uploading into a computer. You're also putting yourself into an actual body, whether it's
preferably
an
like a T-1000.
Yeah.
Liquid metal. I want to be liquid metal.
I want to be able to melt and...
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. I would definitely be fucking up some childhood bullies. Traumatizing some
I'd be chasing after their cars.
Yeah.
That's it. Just they're driving, we're just fucking the whole time.
Everywhere. Mimicking their spouses on the phone.
Oh, gotta open that beer. Don't worry. Yeah. I got it.
Fishing. Do the weird like fucking hook hand ones. Yeah. I would be a menace, dude. I would be a menace in any kind of indestructible body.
Do you think that movie ruined Robert Patrick's career? Because he was just the ultimate T-1000 that it's like, what else can this guy do? Like there's literally
he did a bunch of stuff, but nothing great, but he was phenomenal as
T-1000.
And to Dan's
like,
point,
maybe that was just his role that like no, that was made
was
for
born
him
to play.
Yes. He did
but
it,
the
you
problem
know,
Dan I know he did so lots well. Of stuff, but everything you saw him in, I guarantee you went, there's the T-1000.
Well, he just did it. Yeah, he just did there's that one so well that. That it's like, yeah.
It was such an iconic role. So it's...
Dude, like, he is T-1000. He was so as a kid, he was fucking terrifying.
There would legit have to be a limitation on what you could put a consciousness into in the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be, we're going to be in some fucking grunt robots working for the uber rich. That's what's going to happen, dude. We're going to be they're going to plug my consciousness. I'm going to be fucking slaving away as a banger
human
bot.
Consciousness is cheaper than basic AI, which is toss them in there.
It's like, better than being some rich dude's butt plug or something like that. Like that's what you should do with the criminals.
They're like vibrate.
AI butt plug.
You're a fucking fleshlight.
Okay. Why would you need to put a human consciousness in
that? Because you can, Dan. Because you can.
Possibilities are endless.
When you got so much money.
Brayden's going to get put, Brayden's going to be fucking McGregor's dick weight. That's your fucking punishment. Dangle for eternity below his fucking nutsack.
Yeah, but if it's like not an actual, because what is it? It's the I know they did the, they did like one season or two seasons. They did one or two seasons of that Altered Carbon series, which is
great show. Great show. Yeah, season one is phenomenal.
What is that about? I don't remember that one.
Oh, dude, it's about fucking plugging your consciousness into other human bodies, basically.
Yeah, like people, like they basically engineer human bodies, like a complete physical body.
And then you just plug your consciousness is in the cloud, and it just plugs into a new body.
And so you could, but that was the way that they kind of got around space travel too, is because
that's
you
how could Dan just, could be just, that Asian lady.
So you could beam your consciousness and, you know, at the speed of light, because it's just, it becomes data at that point, and you can just stream it like across to places. So it would take a shorter amount of time for your information to get to wherever. And then you would just download your consciousness into an actual physical body, and then come out. But it was like, in the books and stuff, the books are pretty good too. It is interesting because it's like, to Brayden's point, like, do you put your consciousness back in your normal regular body that's a copy of your body?
No. Yeah, right? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Something different. Some lady with giant jams for one day.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's 100%. I did that. I played with Dan and his buddies. We played Conan the Barbarian one time, and you can fully customize your character anything you want. And I rolled up to their base. I was like, where are you guys? I rolled up to their base with the biggest honkers you'd ever seen. Everyone was like, yo, it's hard to even play with you.
He had the boob slider, broke it off. Turned it all the way to the max.
Flipping and flopping everywhere. These guys are like, yo.
Could you use them as weapons?
No.
You couldn't crush them as
watermelons
weapons?
With them?
Because they're unrealistically huge. Because it was like, there's no way those are stained so high up. Like, yeah. They're not, right. Like good it doctor. Just looks, yeah, it looks so funky and awkward. You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
There's no roll way you're camp. Swinging that giant sword with them.
Like, you have to wrap your arms all the way around.
I made you.
Yeah, it's like you could potentially do that. But then are you anymore? You know, is that like, are you?
Or are you just some weird avatar with big titties?
Big rocking tits. Like, you know, it's like, yeah. Like,
could you imagine just being able to like, okay, we're like an adaptation of like 3D printing and stuff, just being like day to day, like forget you're just like, you know, dyeing your hair pink because you want to fucking change your shaving your head. You'd be like, you wake up in the morning and be like, different body, like just full on, like customize everything about yourself and just like fucking print, little meat suit comes out and you just fucking pop in.
Yeah.
That would have to end up being like the death of ego then at some point, right? Because it's like nobody is special for any reason at that point. You can literally just make yourself whatever you want.
So I think you'd still want to fit in. You'd have so many lookalikes. You'd like very popular looks, I imagine. I imagine it would turn into like very conformist looking, where you would have like people would be like, oh, this is popular now, and everyone would be it. All of a sudden, like you would have a phase.
I mean, you
like
get that anyways. All of like, a sudden, 2006 rolls around. Everybody's got man purses and Christian Auger fucking t-shirts.
Well, exactly.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. Right now, we got the lip injections.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, the broccoli heads on those kids.
Oh yeah, the big tough hair,
dude.
Yeah. The horse lips, love those just peeled back horse lips.
Yeah, chicks are going through a weird thing right now. Like, not to be shitty, but. That's like, it's kind of weird.
I'm like, yeah.
Marketing's rough on the girls.
It's not a good, and honestly, I'm not going to lie here. Every single one of these girls starts the same. They get them and they go, oh, I just got a little filler. And it looks normal. It looks normal. You're like, okay. Then they get a little more and a little more. And I'm like, should I see your gums all the time? Is that what we're going for here? I just see your gums.
That's weird.
Yeah, stuck in like a permanent pucker face.
Yeah. Like, it's not a good look.
Yeah, it's rough on the girls. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
I mean, this is also coming through a bunch of middle-aged dudes, too, with receding hairlines. So we could be out to lunch. The big muscle dummies might love that shit.
I'm sure there's a few, obviously, though, I'm sure there's a few, probably the guys who made the surgeries to make money. They fucking love them.
What are these chicks walking at me like, make me look anaphylactic? Just juicy.
I want a fake butt and fake lips, and I want my forehead and cheeks to never move a muscle
at all. Not a single
I want them locked in.
Yeah,
weird. And it's like I wonder, do we know
like, Doc,
how this
freeze
is going to age?
Right now, freeze frame.
I don't think so.
Like, we don't know how this will age.
We do. We know that the filler now, they know, like, it doesn't, they said it dissolves, but it's not dissolving. What happens is it migrates to different areas in the face and continues to expand.
It's getting lumpy.
No. And it continues to expand. That's why over time you get these people that are just like, they keep getting
done. Hasselhoff.
They get that fucking big old face, and it's because the filler doesn't go. It just moves and expands.
What is the filler made of? Is it like, do they take it from their body? Is it like...
No, I don't think so.
Or is it... So I mean, it's not
Botox. It's different from Botox, right? Like, or is it...
Botox is like a venom that freezes your muscles, basically.
But isn't that like literally like a poison, like botulinum?
Oh, that's fucking...
No, it's a venom that they dermal extract. Like, it's a snake venom, I think, that freezes... It's like... It's a... induces paralysis, so your muscles don't work.
Yeah.
So you
don't
get dermal fillers are hyaluronic acid.
Hyaluronic acid, that's natural, right? Isn't it? I know you can take the supplements.
I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe a supplement is ingested. It's probably natural, but injected into your face muscles, this might not be.
The time it came like super, like it hit real close to home is all right when it came around that fucking Friends reunion. And all of a sudden you just saw all and you're like, oh, what the fuck? It feels terrible. They honestly all look so weird.
That's kind of like, that's how I feel. Cause I was a late comer to Always Sunny. Right. And so I've been crushing them all back to back to back. And it's like, it's really, to be honest, I like the show. It's really hard to watch the newer seasons. Cause I'm like,
well, if the new season is like,
they all start getting, little like, I'm like, these are the gang.
Charlie still looks the same.
Yeah, the gang's fucking getting work done.
Fucking Danny's looking good. Yeah, he's not getting any work done.
He always looks good.
Right? He's still firing down rum hams.
Yeah. The one even keel through that show has been Danny DeVito. He's looks exactly the same.
Charlie Day too, but like Charlie Day, even like McElhenney changing his name and stuff too. You're like, what?
Dude,
he's spending like, way too much time with Ryan Reynolds, dude.
It's too hard. I want to be a Ryan Mac now. It's like,
no.
All right.
It's like Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
Ronnie Mac. Yeah. So weird.
Must be Rob.
What are you, 45 years old? You're changing your name to a cool name? This is not like, come on, dude. Give it a rest. Weird.
Like, you gotta go change all your stuff.
Like, and then he posts that video where he's like, it was not even really my family's name. We don't even know what it really is. I was like, is your dad's name that? And your mom's? Yes. And all your siblings? That's your family name, you fucking dork.
Yeah, it's fucking lame. It sucks because he's hilarious, man.
From now on, I'll be B-Mac.
Family name.
Renner's not even our real name. It was Renner.
Well, Renner's a cool ass name, though.
It is cool. But it was originally like S-Z, R-E-N-N-E-R, Zrenner.
Srenner.
You Zrenner. Deleted that Habib Z? Are you fucking crazy? You guys deleted the Z out of the name?
Yeah.
You immigrate and the Canadians are like, well, fucking, this is stupid. Get rid of that. Get rid of this.
You got too many letters here. You got too many letters that don't pair together at the beginning. Ditch one or two.
Stupid.
Keep the S or the Z, or get rid of both.
I think when
your grandpa is like running away from the Australian Civil War, I was like, maybe it was easier to just change, drop both.
Australian or Austrian?
Austrian.
Australian. So I was Australian? Like, I'm like, what?
And that's not even right either. Hungarian.
Yeah.
It's too hot here, dude. It's too hot.
Wait, was it Austria? What was it? What was the
It's Austria Hungary or something.
Hungarian Empire? World War One?
Austria Hungary,
Something like that. You guys got out just in time. Got out just in time.
Smart.
Just in time.
Yeah, all those people are getting lip fillers. We might be needing to cast a little necromancy spell on them in the next 5 to 20 years. See how it fucking goes here.
I just want, what's your, if when you die, like, what is that filler going to do? Like, your face is going to, like, is it just going to hang out there? Like,
everything disintegrates,
decomposes around
it. It's just like a little mask. Yeah. You're left with like a mask in your coffin.
You're going to have a corpse and just a big fat ass still on the skeleton. That's
all it's gonna be. Oh, dude, necrophilia is going to rise to the fucking roof, dude. You're going to just have a fucking rump left over? Like one of those fucking little silicone half rumps?
You're going to be looking at fucking morticians just fully torqued like McGregor. Fucking nice. I dug this hole with this fucking thing.
100% gold. Industry.
fuck.
Oh, dude, that's wild. I never even thought about that. It's terrifying.
It's like, I never thought about fucking corpses, but.
Yeah.
But if it looks like a half plastic rump and when it's done, yeah. Then I'm in. Where do you go from there? I think it's. Do you go from here now?
We
started on necromancy. We ended on BBL and lip filler.
It's like just eventually.
We even got into Blade a little bit in the break. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I mean, you could pick a lot of these topics in what we talked about, and they're their own case file if you got into it. Like the story of Osiris. And like the myths and the Greek myths and like all these myths, all that stuff is super cool. And those are podcasts on their own, which we just,
we didn't even talk about Orpheus's talking head. That was a fucking cool story too.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stories. Where do we get? Do we try and break away from lip filler?
Yeah.
It's too late.
I think it's too late.
Runaway train.
It's over.
Never coming back.
Yeah.
did you guys hear about that fucking teddy bear wrapped in human skin?
There we go. That's perfect.
It wasn't, though. It wasn't.
It was a hoax, right?
I guess it was. Yeah, well, they said they confirmed it wasn't actually human skin. I saw that headline. I was like, what the what? Police confirmed that teddy bear was not made of human skin. I was like, well, I wasn't even. What?
So
I don't
what
even
type
know
of skin is it?
Well, I was also like, why do I need to know this headline? This is something I wasn't wondering about. Any teddy bear is made of human skin, and now that's
how about
in my
just
brain.
Any skin? Is it made from skin?
It was wrapped in skin. It was a teddy bear wrapped in skin, all like buffalo build up.
Where'd they find this thing?
It was a cow skin.
It was like outside a gas station or something. I think some guy left it there or something.
Someone
crazy.
Left their skin teddy bear their out
skin.
In the heat.
Well, it wasn't skin. It looked like it was. They thought it was.
It said it's supposed to be look like skin. Like they did that on purpose, right?
So
unless they're weird. Relaunching Teddy Ruxpin.
Maybe that's
Teddy
a weird
Ruxpin.
That's a weird necromancy skill or spell right there.
Oh. Could you imagine that? You're like, look at this. This is grandma. We brought her back in this little skin bear.
Give me a hug.
Have you seen some people are like getting their loved ones like tattoos, their skin and like framing it?
I've heard of like using the ashes in the ink and getting a tattoo.
That doesn't seem sanitary.
Actually, no, I approve of that. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, we all know from Rambo that ashes are good for gunshot wounds.
Stuff it full, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking.
When I was researching for this, there's some, ascetics in India and stuff. Like, that's their whole thing is like they eat bone dust like all the time. It's just like,
oh, nice.
Human bone dust?
Yeah, human bone dust and stuff like that.
The food
there's some cultures.
Is that bad there?
There's some cultures.
Like, why are we fucking?
I mean, there's some cultures that still practice ritualistic cannibalism and not like eating live people, but it's mostly like dead people. Like they mash up their ashes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
isn't that what the Clintons did?
What they said? That's what they do still.
So it's
what
like
is that disease you get from it?
Starts the prion disease.
Prion disease, yes.
Whatever it is. Like, yeah. Or it's
brain
like
eats at your brain.
Small chance of it happening. You know, whatever. It's like it does happen though. It's some.
Isn't that like mad cow disease is a prion disease?
Kinda, yeah. Yes. It's like breaks down. I forget what it has like a specific name, but I can't remember. But yeah, like that's main reason you don't want to be a cannibal. Get that disease. Yeah, get mad cow disease. But
cows. It's from people.
No, it's a different one. This is a different one.
Mad cow disease came from feeding cows to cows, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. It's like because it affects other creatures that like, because what is it like? I think this is like in salamanders or axolotls. I see it sometimes. Like they cannibalize others of their species and then they get that disease. There's a chance of you getting that disease if you're just like, if you're a cannibal eating people. Degenerative brain disease.
Bovine spongiform encephalopathy, commonly known as mad cow disease, is incurable and always fatal disease. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. No, you're dead. You're dead. I don't think it got... Did it get into humans, though? It was all about cows.
It's mostly been cows.
Well,
Good question. In humans. But you know, if we can upload our consciousness, I mean, yeah, if you upload your consciousness, like, do you really die? Like, oh, I got mad cow disease. Well, better download into a new body.
Oh, it's linked to a different disease called Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease in humans. Which you get by eating beef contaminated with the BSE prion.
There you go. And I don't think we're that far off, really, because we got like Neuralink. They're saying that Neuralink might be able to cure blindness.
I'm sure the capitalist overlords are not far from being like offering BAS bodies as a service. So you could just like, you pay a subscription, like a perpetual subscription to the body, you know, and then like, oh, forgot your payment though. Your credit card got declined.
What was that movie like fucking Time or whatever? Can't afford a new body.
That's kind of funny. Like, what would be the premium services? So if you get your bodies as a, you have bodies as a service base edition, and then you have your bodies as a service pro edition. What's included in like each subscription? What's included in each like tier of subscription?
What's the ad supported model like?
Yeah,
basic well, genitalia.
We are ad supported fucking bots for sure.
Yeah. Basic genitalia.
You get run-of-the-mill jobs, basic genitalia.
Are they still, male pattern your ads baldness. Is it targeted ads? Because Brayden just gets a bunch for dick weights and toe fungus popping up in your peripheral vision all the time.
Like, could you imagine hopping a body that didn't have pain? I didn't even
think you've seen pop-up ads in real time.
No. You imagine hopping in a body and like waking up in the morning and you're just like sit up and you're like, I feel great.
Wow.
Oh, nothing hurts.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Like that would be fucking crazy. Then a body with no little bodies that you made either.
Just like you no just kids. Wake up in your
you
own
just
house.
Wake up and you're by yourself.
Oh wow. Ooh, oh
okay, hold God. On.
You got a 90 you got now a 90 inch
now we're talking.
You got a 90 inch TV, you got your own fucking gym, you got hot tub.
You don't have to work.
Work. Oh, pool in the backyard.
Dude, I got it. We're coining it body breaks.
Body right? break. Oh,
and you send your body to a new body somewhere else that and you get a little body break. Right?
Oh,
to
just
a
like
fully,
keep
to a fully,
consciousness into whatever.
So what happens to your body, your current body? It just sits on the couch like a zombie?
It just look like
your kids are just crawling all over your lifeless body.
Yeah. As you fucking got like basically the death rattle going exasperating on the couch. And then you're just like chilling in the Alps, fucking in this brand new body. You're like, God damn, I feel like $1 million. And you're in like a vacation spot that you can enjoy for the weekend. Body break.
Is that body like someone else's body? Yeah. Or is it like just like an empty
it's a rental.
Avatar?
It's a rental. Yeah. It's a rental.
But I'm wondering.
You're like called up. You're like, hey, this wasn't clean before I got in.
That's what I'm wondering. But is it like somebody who would be like, it is a person and their consciousness like, you know, just like takes a, you know, when somebody else pops in, does it like take a back seat or is it actually just like an empty vessel that
maybe
you
an empty
like,
vessel you know, that you just fucking you just, people plop
you
into.
Just switch bodies with someone. That's what it is.
Right.
Oh, some super rich single guy is like, know what I want to experience? How having a young family's like.
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
Yeah.
And they switch for the weekend. They're trying to get out after 2 hours.
Yeah. I can literally hear both my kids screaming at the top of their lungs upstairs crying right now. I'm just like, yeah, what are you talking about?
My kid's been sleeping for an hour and a half.
Amazing.
But they also get up at 6 a.m. So
Yeah,
that's fucking.
I'm in the same boat.
So half a half. Which one's better? Do you get, you like your mornings or your evenings?
Evenings. You
got to choose.
Yeah, you got to choose. All right, choose evening. I'll get up early every day.
Every day. Sucks. Every day for the rest of my life. 6 a.m. on the dot. Yeah. There's been a couple days where I like, I'm going to get up early and do something. So I get up at like 5:15 and then the kids get up extra early. And I was like, oh, well.
Start coming to JITS 6 a.m.
I would never be able to. They're getting up at 6 a.m.
That's when his kids are up.
Yeah, but
they need like I would need a 4:30.
That's no problem. You're already gone.
You just pawn off the problem.
Yeah, you're gone.
No, she full-time gig for old Steph there. She would kill me. You are going to podcast Monday, jam twice a week, play a show, and then you're going to leave me in the morning also.
Yeah, but Zell, you would know how to defend yourself.
I would just transport my body into a new body right there. Yeah. And just, yeah.
Bye. You'd have to.
You just collapse. You just collapse yeah. on the just floor.
Just go all ragdoll.
Leave her with another mess. You soil yourself.
But you're going to come back into your body eventually, and it's going to be covered in bruises.
Just beat
the shit out of your lifeless body.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
This is public too, and sometimes she listens, so I'm definitely
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I get that too. I get the, yeah, when it's listening, sometimes I get like, oh, you're done. Perfect. Like, oh, no.
Oh, that's fuck. Not good.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I can't even hide for a little bit. Not all the time, though. Sometimes.
Anyways, let's start wrapping this one up. Necromancy and stuff. There's lots more we can talk about. That was just a...
Yeah, listen. It's the fucking summer. It's too hot to think. Right? September, we'll start thinking again. It's too fucking hot.
Right now, we're just talking.
Yeah, it's too hot to barely even do that.
Anyways, let's. I got some beauties here. It's been a while since we read.
Huge beauties.
It's been a while.
We got some new beauty support on Patreon.
Let's go.
AlienTheorist.com. Hit that support tab. Support your boys. Support your favorite podcast. This week's new supporters, we got Mark Wright, Dylan McCoy.
Let's go.
Adam Skisilsales.
It's been a while since I really butchered one.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Skok Skisalas. You know what I'm saying. And maybe for trying to... Because you did grill him a bit on bailing on us. Ben Boland decides to sponsor nice. Patreon.
Oh, snap.
There you go.
That's because he was like, are you going to edit any of that out? And I said, for sure. And he's like, is there any way I can listen? I was like, Patreon.
Nice. We got Travis Nakazel. Oh, he's got my name in there too at the end. Perfect. Matt Skoll. And just Matthew at the end there. We appreciate your support.
Hey, and as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace.
Peace.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.